You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do last night?
You know, I kind of got into it with somebody on Instagram that's a former coworker of ours.
Like an Instagram fight?
Well, you know how guys are. We kind of jab each other and poke each other. And to us, well, to me, I feel like it's kind of an affection thing. That's how guys show affection towards each other, is they jab each other. You and I do it constantly. We'll walk in and be like, oh my God, you look like hell today. And it's like, oh, that means it's good to see you.
We've had people who have witnessed our interactions and they're like, do you two not like each other? And we're like, no, we freaking love each other. This is how guys show it.
Yeah. And I kind of feel like that's universal. Usually that's how guys do it. I've been like that with my buddies.
Oh,
you know,
let me guess. You came across a guy who doesn't understand.
He does, but it... The jabbing back and forth, it was kind of a private message thing that was going back and forth. And it got kind of ugly a little bit and harsh and slightly hurtful. And I'm just trying to decide if it was all in good fun or not. I ended up last night about 8 o'clock. I sent him one final message and said, hey, I'm sorry I said a couple of those things to you. And he wrote back.
You apologize?
I apologize because I was rereading the thread and I was like I called him a. I was commenting on his weight and things like that.
Well, you tend to do that with people.
But he was kind of tossing it back. But I ended up apologizing and said, hey, I didn't mean those things. And his final message back was something like, I think you're lying or something like that.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Do I know this person?
Yeah. Andy. His name's Andy Jewett. He used to work here.
Oh, right.
And he's a funny guy. He's like big into TV and stuff now out in California, I want to say. He's like on TV shows and stuff.
Yeah.
But just some of the things that were being said, I'm like, there's some truth behind a few of these things that you're lobbing at me. So I don't know. I don't know how to react to some of that. But I just do. I feel like that should be a universal thing between guys.
I think it's probably about an 80-20.
Yeah.
I think 80% of guys get it, 20% don't. One of our favorite stories was when Jeremy and I, if we ever leave at the same time, we walk out the same way, past the same offices each day. And there's one person that we walk past every day that I would usually stick my head in and just say something mm-hmm. like this until like the third day. And then he responded back with a string of expletive lace.
Stern, very...
Right. Essentially, I'm going to rip your head off and...
Stop saying these things.
Yeah, and it was like... And I think our eyes got the size of saucers. We were like...
So he's in the 20%.
He's a 20%er.
You
can't screw around with him.
At all.
So now, it's
noted.
Just, goodbye.
See you later.
That's it.
It's a pleasure seeing your face.
Goodbye.
Yeah. So, at least you knew in person kind of where you stand. I think if you're doing
different,
stuff back and forth on social media,
you can't see their face.
There was no winky faces, there was no smileys or thumbs up. So, I don't know. I left it, I feel like, on a good note because I apologized for a few things I said. And if he wants to take it or leave it, then so be it. It started all in good fun. And he really does look fat. Like, really fat.
Okay, now stop.
He was really skinny when he worked here.